So good morning. My name is Mike Waldmiller. I'm the moderator for this morning's session. And this morning we will be talking about school health being an anchor in the Healthy Communities movement. All of our grantees are funded for communities putting prevention to work. And actually, since we've got such a small group, let me ask a question. Is everybody here familiar with communities putting prevention to work? Yes or no? Are you familiar with communities putting prevention to work? Okay, I'm going to do my short introduction just because I want to make sure everybody understands CPPW. So communities putting prevention to work, also known as CPPW, I have no disclosures. Communities putting prevention to work was started in March of 2010 with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We originally funded 44 communities with funding through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. We were able to add an additional 6 communities for the Affordable Care Act, and all of our communities are working with obesity prevention, tobacco prevention. We also have 11 communities that are doing both obesity and tobacco. All of our communities have a requirement to work with schools. So as you can see, we are across the entire nation. We are in large urban settings and cities. We are in small rural communities as well. We're reaching 55 million people, which equates to 1 in 6 Americans. We do have some core principles, and this is why I wanted to make sure that everybody was familiar with CPPW. CPPW has at its heart that our grantees need to be working on policy systems and environmental changes, so all of the objectives relate to policy systems or environmental changes. We felt that that was a way of maximizing impact, having a broad reach, and it would be sustainable over time. Also, our grantees need to be advancing health equity. So it's built within some of the objectives. Some of them might relate directly to health equity. Other ones have it incorporated as part of it. And then all of our grantees have to work on their objectives through MAPS strategies. And MAPS strategies, MAPS stands for media, access, point of purchase, pricing, and social support. And those strategies are the strategies that can be utilized to be able to achieve the objectives, the policy systems and environmental change objectives. So there are some MAP strategies. There's a big menu of different strategies that are encased within each of them, but some of them were related directly to schools. So these are the MAP strategies that related directly to schools. Most of them, of course, are access. So access to smoke-free environments, access to healthy food and drink, access to physical activity. But then, in addition, grantees could choose other MAP strategies that were not related directly to schools but could incorporate schools. So, for example, under pricing, we don't have any that are related directly to schools. But in Pinellas County, Florida, the grantee has actually worked to create a pricing structure so that students can purchase one serving of fruit or vegetables, but they can get as many servings of fruits and vegetables as they would like. And that was done through CPPW, an example of pricing strategies. So we're reaching almost 7,500 schools, over 5.5 million students, not to mention additional effect for faculty and staff in some cases. So a few examples of how we're reaching people in CPPW in schools. These are just a few examples of what we're doing through nutrition, examples being changing the price of healthier food, improving nutritional content through guidelines and standards, farm to school, and so forth. In addition, physical activity reach, availing physical activity, really striving for daily quality physical education. Daily physical education is difficult, but we do have some communities that are doing it. I want to give cheers to Miami-Dade that has daily quality physical education now for elementary school and middle school. In addition, joint use agreements, health impact assessments as well. Tobacco reach, if communities did not have 100% tobacco-free campuses, we asked them to work on achieving that. So we've been able to get 1.2 million students now in tobacco-free campus environments. We also, as you can see, tobacco policy enforcement, which really means signage. In this case, we're not talking about policing, but we're talking about policy enforcement through things like signage. And then tobacco education, really that equates to some tobacco education, but really availing cessation services to students who are using tobacco. So today we'll have 4 presentations from 4 of our grantees that are working in CPPW and have some model programs for how they've been working in in schools.